On ABC Local Radio, you're with Rod Quinn. Time to meet Mats Frankel. He is rollerblading his way around the world for peace and has been through Europe, tiny little bit in North America, and now has landed in Australia. He was in the studio just before we came on air. He had to go home and get some sleep. He's very tired. And I asked him, well, I wanted to find out firstly, how long has he been here in Australia?
I've been here 24 hours plus 12, so 36.
And you've flown in from the United States?
Yeah.
But you didn't roller blade across the United States?
No, I think I've said it before that no one's invented the boat blades yet, so...
But you haven't been across the US yet. In fact, you flew from Portugal to Canada and then flown to Australia.
Yeah, no, actually what happened was that I flew into Canada where we were going to keep going with the trip. And we bumped into some financial trouble. And we actually couldn't really afford to buy a camper van, which is what we need to have to be able to get around with the family. So in the end, we did find an old camper van, which was very cheap and very old. But the people who had it were such lovely people. So we managed to... rent the caravan off them. But the first thing that happened was that it broke. So then we had it in to get fixed for a week, whereas we were waiting in Toronto. We did a little short side trip to Montreal and had a look around. And then when we came back, the car was fixed and we thought, yay, we're on the road. So I started to rollerblade from Toronto Airport. And my first stop was Hamilton, which is about 70 kilometers along Lake Ontario. Very beautiful. And then the day after that, we started to go to Niagara Falls. And when I got to Niagara Falls, I gave my wife some directions to where I was, and she came up and she said, the car's broken again.
Now, we should point out this car was from the early 70s.
It was a 1972 Chevy. Shinnok it's called. It's absolutely massive and square, not very environmentally friendly. We found out it drank about 3.5 liters of petrol every 10 kilometers, and by the time the wife had driven it to Niagara, it had no brakes.
How much of a setback is this for your plan to rollerblade around the world?
In fact, it's actually a good setup in some ways, I can say, because we have to cancel the American leg at this point in time.
But that's not to say that you're not going to go back and do it. It just won't be directly through Europe, across America, across Australia, back to Europe. You might just have to go back and do it in a different order.
I'm going to do it in a different order, exactly. And the exciting thing with that is that we kind of, now when we're starting in Australia, we're relaunching the trip a little bit. So we're starting in Sydney, and we're going to go up from Sydney up to the east coast to Cooktown, and that's 3,000 kilometres roughly.
Which, you know, is a little bit less than you've done. It's about three quarters of the way you've done already. You've done about 4,400 km already.
Yeah. So, it's going to be a challenge, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay. How long do you think that'll take?
It should take me 10 weeks.
Okay. And you haven't been able to get the camper van in the US. What are you going to do here in Australia?
Here in Australia... I'm trying to get sponsorship for a camper van.
Okay, so anyone who can give you a camper van, get onto your website, rollerpeace.com, and they can help you out. I'm sure many Australian, you know, maybe companies, car companies, billionaires, millionaires would love to help you. Mats Frankel at rollerpeace.com. When do you aim to start? And can you actually do it with the wife and the kids in the car?
Yeah, well, we're hoping to start at the end of next week. If we can get it together. But okay. We're strong-minded. Yep. We're going to keep working at it, and we are going to get it together.
Okay, so you go from Sydney to Cooktown.
Yep.
Where else in Australia?
We are doing another bit, but that comes later. Okay. Because when we get to Cooktown, we will then go and travel through Asia.
Okay, and what's the plan through Asia?
That's not 100% decided, but it'd be either through China and Russia, a little bit of Vietnam and so on, or it'll be through the lower part of Asia, which will be India, Pakistan, a bit of the Arabic Peninsula, and then back up through Europe to meet up with the bit that we already done.
Okay. Yeah, what we've seen recently with Jessica Watson and her attempt to sail around the world was that there are certain rules about where you have to go when you're sailing around the world. What are the rules about rollerblading? I mean, you can probably make it up as you go along, but what about going around the world on foot? What are the rules about where you have to go and how much of the world you actually have to cover?
Well, I'm not really sure, actually, what... I mean, what I do know is to be recognised as being a trip around the world, you have to go to all continents.
So you've still got to go to Africa.
That's right. So that's the plan, that when we come through Asia, we're going to cut through and do a little thing in Egypt.
Okay, and that will cover Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there are other rules, and I don't really know. I haven't actually researched it, but if I take my route, if I take a world map and take my route and draw a line on my route, that makes a circle around the world.
It looks like you've gone around the world. People who go to rollerpiece.com will have a look at your latest video, which is at Niagara Falls, so that was fairly recently. What are some of the other incredible parts of the world that you've seen that perhaps you thought you'd never see or that this trip has given you the opportunity to see?
Amazing places the whole way. I mean, just when you say that, I just straight away think of two of my favourite places. I went to Omaha Beach, which was where the...
In Normandy for D-Day.
We actually came there 2 days after the D-Day celebration on the 6th of June. We were there on the 8th of June.
And that was a deliberate thing? I mean, considering this is a rollerblading trip for peace, that you went to a place which was the site of one of the bloodiest battles of World War II?
Yeah. No, that was planned to go there. There are a few places like Omaha Beach. We want to go to Gallipoli. I'd like to make it to Auschwitz. There are a few places. Mm-hmm. I want to go through Palestine. Gaza Strip.
Okay. So what was it like there on Omaha Beach?
It was airy. It was something in the air. It was just amazing. When we came there, they were having a... They have every day, they have a flag ceremony where they... And this particular day, there were some American young students there and they got to hoink up the flags and they played music and they spoke a bit. And they have a really nice monument there and some really nice... steel sculptures on the beach, and then we went down to the beach, and you stand. We took our shoes off, and we stood in the water. And I had my 2-year-old son who ran around in the water, and the wife and I stood there, and we looked up at the hills, and it's like you could see. I mean, this is 70 years ago, but you could see what was there, and you could just feel it, and you just say there's something in the air, and yeah, it was a real experience.
That was one place. What was the other one that stood out for you?
We went to a place called Mont Saint-Michel, that's also in Normandy. It's an amazing place. It's lying out in a delta, which got a really, really strong flood and tidal flood. And it's actually a mound. It just looks like a big pimple right in the middle out in the water, where someone came up with the idea to build a town. And if you actually look at all the old Three Musketeers movies, they're recorded there. And it's a really amazing place that we really enjoyed.
Okay. Mm. What about in Australia? As you work your way up the East Coast from Sydney to Cooktown, what are you looking forward to seeing along the way?
I'm looking forward to meet friends that live along that strip, of course. I suppose I have friends in Brisbane, Gold Coast, Townsville, Cairns. We look forward to being in Australia. I mean, just to be home and to do this is it feels amazing that we've done this European thing and now we're home in Australia and we're doing this bit. And living the beach life, which I suppose we did in Spain and Portugal, but we were in Canada and US for almost a month and tried to get going, which sort of we did, but not really.
Okay, so you hope to finish in about, 10 weeks or so, I think you said, with the trip up the coast, and then across through Asia, hopefully then back to Europe. What about the United States? Is that then going to be the last leg, the last missing piece of the jigsaw?
Yes and no. So after we go through Asia, meet up with a bit in Europe that we've done, we then will go and do Canada. And the U.S. Along the East Coast is going to go from Quebec to Florida. And then we will cross South America from Buenos Aires Argentina to Santiago, Chile.
How long before it's all finished?
It's going to be finished in October, November 2011.
So that's still another year away.
But then after that, we will, because the exciting thing is, I suppose I haven't really said, so that is that we kind of relaunching the trip. So where we started in Sweden, we have now instead started in Sydney, which means that we will also finish in Sydney.
Okay, so when will that be? That's October next year. So in about a year and a bit from now, you're going to be finishing.
Yeah.
What, catching a plane across from South America or from North America to Sydney to finish the trip?
Yes. Now, from South America, from Santiago, Chile, we will then fly and cross New Zealand. And in New Zealand, I want to do Arthur's Pass, if you've done that road. It's an amazing road. And that's where I like to cross New Zealand.
Okay.
So it's a short trip, but then... And then we will fly into Australia and do the last bit, which will be from Melbourne to Sydney.
It's rollerpiece.com. Mats Frankel is the man who's doing it, leaving maybe the end of next week from Sydney all the way up to Cooktown. So if you see him in your travels, or indeed in his travels, stop and say hello. Go to the website to donate. Maybe you can donate money, give your money out of the blue, perhaps, would be fantastic. Get on the website, follow the journey, and then we'll look forward to seeing you again. I know we'll talk to you again over the next year, but we look forward to seeing you as you finish in Sydney in a year's time.
Thank you, Rod. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Mats, thank you so much, and good luck. Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Mats Frankel. Go to www.rollerpiece.com. The money he raises goes to the Red Cross.